Moreover, all this applies only to units of time. Rocks are divided into quite separate units, known as systems, series, and stages. A distinction is also made between late and early, referring to time, and upper and lower, referring to layers of rock. It can all get terribly confusing to non-specialists, but to a geologist these can be matters of passion. I have seen grown men glow incandescent with rage over this metaphorical millisecond in life's history. The British paleontologist Richard Forte has written, with regard to a long-running 20th-century dispute over where the boundary lies between the Cambrian and the Ordovician. At least today, we can bring some sophisticated dating techniques to the table. For most of the 19th century, geologists could draw on nothing more than the most hopeful guesswork. The frustrating position then was that although they could place the various rocks and fossils in order by age, they had no idea how long any of those ages were. When Buckland speculated on the antiquity of Nycthiosaurus' skeleton, he could do no better than suggest that it had lived somewhere between 10,000 or more than 10,000 times 10,000 years earlier.